Chapter 2. I woke up grumpy. Maybe last night at the laundry room had been a bad dream, but I saw Josh's business card peeking at me from the nightstand. To top it off, Marshmallow had crept under my covers, and as his blue eyes peered into mine, I heard,
"Where's my breakfast, owner?"
I had thought the delusion would stop after a good night's rest. I groaned and covered my ears. Somehow I managed to feed us and get out the door. We arrived at the store at 10 on the dot. A few minutes later, a woman looking like a Bollywood star waltzed in, except she wasn't wearing a single piece of jewelry, not even a wedding band, and wore workout gear. She had on black spandex pants with a leather fanny pack and a sweat-wicking top. The exercise clothes didn't diminish her star quality, though. Long, flowing raven locks framed a slim face of high cheekbones, luscious lips, and doe eyes. A fashion designer's model face. "Can I help you?" I asked. Had she come in by mistake? "Lauren recommended your place because you did such a great job with Sterling." Then I noticed the leash trailing from her hand. At her feet sat a very quiet and well-behaved chihuahua. I smiled at the dog and said, "I see you've brought in Ash, and my name is Indira. Nice to meet you both." I peered at the brown chihuahua. Wow, Ash could be Sterling's double. One of Indira's groomed eyebrows curved up. "Except she's a girl." "Fraternal twins, then." I held out my hand for the leash. "Ash needs a bath." Her full lips pressed into a thin line. "No need for frivolous accessories like a headband or bow." I nodded several times. "Got it." Indira peeked at her Apple Watch. "Can't stay, I have an errand to run." "Sure, no problem," I said, as she finally relinquished the lead to me. I brought Ash to the back. She was a quiet thing, with an odd limp that troubled me. I made sure to plug her ears with cotton to protect the ear canals. Then I placed her on the mat in the sink and turned the water to lukewarm. Shampooing Ash, I reveled in the foamy suds as I massaged her body. When I rinsed her off, she stayed stoic. She didn't even look tempted to try and shake off her fur. Even when I moved her to the finishing area and turned on the high-velocity dryer, she didn't balk. A lot of dogs would have been startled by the sound. As I returned to the front with a groomed Ash, the bell above the door jingled. Indira showed up, reaching for Ash's leash. She inspected her dog from head to toe, even sniffing at Ash's body. Thank goodness I'd used a classic fresh scent. Indira gave me a brief nod before heading over to the cash register. "Biscuit?" I said, pushing the half-full glass jar on the counter forward. I remembered Lauren's buying spree. Indira looked at the price tag. "Not for $2 a pop." "They're homemade." She shook her head. Before she opened her bag, she paused. "And don't forget to give me the grand opening discount." "All right, lady, like you can't afford it." I gestured to her bag. "Love your fanny pack." She unzipped it with a hard tug. "It's a fitness fashion pack." "Oh, I see. Hands-free. Quite useful for athletes." I rang her up and gave her the total. She checked the prices against the ones listed on the nearby board and seemed to calculate the sum in her head. Then she forked over her gold credit card. "Indira Patel," it read. Underneath her name, Indira's Designs. "What kind of company do you own?" I asked. She tapped her leather fanny pack. "Luxury bags for the woman on the go." "Very fashion forward." I stuck the card into the machine. As we waited for the chip to process, she said, "I can expense all sorts of things, even this grooming, because Ash is the company mascot." "She's a lovely dog." I gave her the receipt. "Where'd you get her?" "From a breeder I found in the classifieds." "What city?" Imagine if I could make a networking connection. I might expand my customer base. Indira waved her slender hand around. "Somewhere in the valley. Funny thing is, the breeder had two first names." "Could it be Russ Nolan?" I asked. "The same breeder Lauren had used." She shrugged. "I can't recall." Sterling had been...